This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, Christmas Day edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. And we are live in the studio tonight, joining you in this studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, on a white Christmas. It snowed last night, and supposedly it's going to snow later, but we'll see about that. It's Ian.
Will.
And Melanie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We go first to Skype, where Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Stefan.
I actually have something to add on the little Santa Claus conversation.
Sure.
I find it to be somewhat damaging because for years children are told, hey, there's this guy with a beard that flies in on a sleigh and gives you all these presents every year.
Yeah.
And if you don't do the right thing, he gives you a lump of coal. And to me, that seems eerily similar to there's this prophet that you have to believe in, and if you don't, you're going to go to hell. But, you know, if you do, you get a bunch of gifts. Is the Santa Claus story basically like a mini religion in a way? To make kids behave the same way religion makes adults behave?
I think that I do believe that there are even though I don't necessarily approve of it, I believe that there are non-damaging ways to do the Santa Claus thing. I think it depends how you do it. So I could see how you could very easily damage a kid with Santa Claus. I don't think that, A, that's what most people are going for, and I don't really think that that's what most people even accomplish. I can see how you can turn it into that really easily. I mean, really, not getting toys isn't, it might be a threat to a kid, but it's not like, it's not really the same level of threat of I'm going to set you on fire forever. Those are two categories of threat.
It is definitely a threat to a kid.
It's a threat, yes, but it's not the same level of A, I'm not going to give you a toy, B, I'm going to set you on fire. Those are not equal threats, even to a kid.
We have, because of the fact that we're like an interfaith family, we have to kind of sit down and explain things to our kids a little more, I think, than other families would have to.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that Santa Claus is real, but that he's not a person that lives today, and that people celebrate the good things. You know, like, we make it about the fact, like, Santa Claus was a really good person who did things for poor people, and people were so inspired by the good that he did that they do it for their children today.
Mm-hmm.
Because Santa Claus did this nice thing for these little kids who were poor a long, long time ago. So in celebration of that, Christians like to give gifts. And since your granny is a Christian, she buys you special presents that you get from Santa Claus, and she's celebrating that good thing that he did, you know. And so we have to sit and explain it to them that, you know, basically it's not Santa that's watching you, it's me and your mommy and granny, and if you're not good, granny won't get you the present.
Mm-hmm.
And for like 3 or 4 days before, when they're at their granny's house, oh my God, they're like the most
base-behaved
children that ever existed on the face of the earth. Because it's not Santa Claus who's making a list and checking it twice. It's grandma and grandpa, and they don't pull no punches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder how many parents actually go through with if you're bad, you don't get a gift. Because I've never known
anyone to do that. Of the most abusive...
They did it to me.
Okay, of the most abusive, horrible parents I've ever seen throughout all the parents I've ever seen, I have never known anybody to do that.
I got in a lot of trouble in school. I was just a completely out of control kid for a whole year when I was like 8. I went and played Ding Dong Ditch and all these other things. And
I don't know that game.
Yeah. You go knock on people's doors at 2 o'clock in the morning and then go run and hide in the ditch.
Yeah. Okay.
And where I grew up, it's the kind of thing that, like, people come out on the front porch with a shotgun. You know? So, yeah, I got in a whole lot of trouble.
With rock salt, right?
Normally, like, Santa Claus for me was like score, and this year it was one little plastic thing.
Really?
And a note that was like, You should have better behavior next year and better grades, too. And I was the best behaved little boy.
Really? You remember that through the whole year?
You didn't get scores from Santa Claus like I did, evidently.
Amazing.
So, you said people would bring shotguns onto the doorstep of a ding-dong ditch?
Well, how are they going to do that? That's what it is.
In eastern Tennessee and Appalachia.
2 in the morning, it could be anybody out there. You don't know who the hell's ringing your bell at 3 in the morning. I mean, that's usually not a good thing. It's either the cops or somebody else you don't want to see.
My mom was completely freaked out specifically because, you know, she yelled at me over and over again, you could have been shot.
Yeah, for sure.
Old man Harper literally came to the front door with a shotgun when you knocked on
his door.
Well,
I mean, one of the pizza deliverers, because Domino's keeps breaking into my house, so I started ordering from Papa John's instead. But so one time the guy came and he like called us, hey, could you come, how do I get in? And so we went and answered the door because he didn't knock. And I think it was Bob that told me, yeah, you know, everybody else just breaks in. And the pizza guy said, it's New Hampshire. You don't know what somebody's going to come to the door and shoot you. Like, I'm not going to break in. it depends on where you are.
They break into your home or they're just coming into like the entryway to try to find the door? Is it like a multi-apartment kind of house, or
it's a house. They keep saying they think it's an apartment, so even though I put in like bold letters like knock on door or whatever, so.
I need to go to Tennessee. Darn kid, you just rang your last doorbell.
Well, I mean, presumably you don't shoot it if it's a kid standing there not doing anything. But, like, when you answer the door, you don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Just remember, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. One more thing. Yeah. It's like, do you see the comparison sort of between Santa Claus and a religion almost? Is it just a way to get people to behave the way you want them to?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That's why we were honest to our kids about who Santa Claus is and the historical context. Is we wanted them to not feel when they were 15 years old that we'd lied to them when they were little just to control their behavior.
But so I can tell you the truth and control your behavior.
Exactly. I don't have to lie to you about who's giving you the toys. It's the toy that's the payoff, not who it comes from.
So you didn't force the Santa Claus story on your children?
I specifically didn't want them to have Santa, because we're Muslim. I didn't want Santa Claus to be a part of their life at all, but my mother just really didn't give me a choice in the matter.
Did you make Islam a part of their childhood?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've grown up in a Muslim household, but we run an interfaith community center, so they're exposed to, you know, all kinds of different religions.
We had a Christmas gift exchange thing today. One of those white elephants / whatever.
Like a secular. Well, it was like a secular Festivus kind of thing. But
there
still,
were a few Christians there. I would say half and half.
Half and half. Yeah. So
it was. It was together Christians and Muslims, but, you know, I think that...
Non-Muslims and non-Christians. You had pantheists and atheists and...
Look, I get what you're driving at here, Stefan. You're saying, hey, you know, if you don't... if you've told your kids the truth about Santa Claus, then you believe that religion is...
the truth about Allah.
You believe is
okay, well, but people who actually are Muslim or actually are Christian aren't lying to their kids when they tell their kids that Allah or God is real.
Right.
They're speaking the truth as they see it.
They're expressing their belief.
That's not a lie. You might think they're wrong, but they're not lying.
Parents know there's no Santa Claus that's actually coming. They don't believe that Santa Claus is real. I believe that God is real. I believe that not seeing God as real ignores what you see around you every day. That's my belief, and I teach that belief to my children. But I don't teach them that their belief has to be my belief in order to win my affection or my acceptance. I don't want them to leave Islam. I want them to be. I raise them to be Muslim. To be Muslims. If they chose something else, I wouldn't be happy about it. But I wouldn't not love them. Or reject them, or put them out of my home, because it's their life, it's their choice. My parents raised me in the same way. I wasn't forced to go to church. My parents stayed at home, and I went to church. You know, so and I raise my children the same way, and I encourage other people of belief to do the same thing. Do my children memorize Quran? Yes. Do I force them to believe everything that they read? It's their choice eventually in the end.
Stefan, I know you were trying to make a point there. Hang on. We'll bring you back to continue this discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts if you want to make them.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want, right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five 450-3733. Let's say you need some tax assistance, or maybe you're tired of doing it yourself, or you're sick of your current accountant or bookkeeper, and you want to have somebody come on board to help you maximize the amount of money that you get to keep from the government's clutches. You want to hire a real anarchist, and that is Melanie. She does taxes. That's her thing. She actually hung out her shingle launching her own business. You'd done accounting for other companies for a long time prior to this, but you've decided to strike out on your own, Melanie, and offer your services not just to our listeners, but to anybody who would like to hire a real anarchist to do their taxes for them. And I imagine coming up in the next week or so, you're going to start hearing from people for their 2018 individual filings, because that's just a few months away at this point.
Yeah, so that starts in January. Most people aren't going to have their, or at least most of the clients I'm used to having up here aren't going to have their paperwork by then.
They have to get the W-2s,
right? Yeah, it depends on what paperwork you have if you're waiting for a W-2 to 99.
When does those normally come in for folks? Somewhere in the first couple months of the year?
It depends on what company you work for. It can be as early as the first week of January. Mm-hmm. It can be as late as March. Some people don't. And even if it's past the deadline, that doesn't, like, that might mean your company gets a fine, but that doesn't mean you have the paper. So, yeah, it just depends.
And you actually read this tax bill. You actually sat down. There's all this news about the Donald Trump tax bill, right, that supposedly does whatever it does. I have no idea. I haven't been paying any attention to it. But you did. You actually sat down with a 1,000-page tax bill and pored over this thing recently.
Yeah, there was some stuff about C-Corps that I skipped just because I don't have any C-Corp clients. If mm-hmm. I get any, I'll go back and read it. But yeah, I read pretty much the whole thing. It's 1,000-something pages.
So are people going to actually benefit from this, or is it just a bunch of, you know, moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic?
It very much depends. Okay. If you are married and have no kids, unless you make between a really certain amount
you've got
of money...
Notes.
Yeah, unless you make between $400,000 and $416,700, then you'll be better off.
Really?
A lot of people are going to be worse off.
Who's worse off?
Mostly single people. If you have, and I didn't do the math for all, I only did the math on married and single, but you're losing all the exemptions for dependents.
Hmm. If you're single.
If you're anything.
Oh, okay.
Itemized deductions are very different. Effectively, the threshold for that is higher.
So you can see, Melanie actually does her research here. She has actually looked at this awful tax bill, which I just can't imagine doing. And I'm
you're saying that as a person who makes less, say, like $20,000 a year, with five kids, I can no longer write my kids off as an expense on my taxes?
So they still have the child tax credit, which actually went up, but they don't have the exemption.
And what does all that mean? You'll have to consult with Melanie, and she'll talk to you off the air about it. Go to tax.freetalklive.com. That's T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. I'm happy to announce that our subdomains are finally working properly again. We were having some issues with certain browsers not being able to get to where they needed to go, because when you go to tax.freetalklive.com, it actually just forwards you to Melanie's actual web URL, which is a little bit longer, so we use the tax.freetalklive.com. Go there, get in touch with Melanie. Whenever you're ready to get rolling on 2018 taxes, obviously sooner is better, because then she can schedule you in and, you know, book whatever time is necessary over Skype or whatever other methods you use to talk to folks. And you do have a few different options where people can get in touch with you. So if you want to have a real anarchist help you out with tax season, she can do that. Go to tax.freetalklive.com. And Stefan is back with us in Ohio. Stefan, we were speculating in here. Maybe you said it. Are you an atheist?
No, I am what you would refer to as a deist.
A deist, meaning that you believe what?
I believe in God, and I believe that everything around us was created, but I don't believe that, like, prophets or specific, you know, deities have come down to Earth and actually, you know, spoken with us or gave us any rules. That there's no evidence of that ever happening.
Because you were suggesting earlier that parents who are telling their kids about Santa Claus are doing the same thing with their religion, and as Will pointed out, that's not the same thing, because the parents, none of them actually believe that Santa Claus is real, whereas with their religion, they do believe in it's those tenets, whatever those might be.
Well, can you prove that there's not some 30-year-old out there who truly does believe in Santa Claus?
I cannot prove that.
That would be highly unlikely, and it's still the case that the overwhelming majority of parents do not believe in Santa Claus.
It's probably 99.999%.
So the argument would then be that the grandparents have somehow kept them in the dark till they were 30 years old.
And keep breaking into the parents' house with toys. Like, that's just so unlikely.
Occam's Razor tells me that no one over the age of 10 believes in Santa Claus, really.
Probably, yeah. Well, and I imagine that's getting lower, what with the internet. Now kids can just Google it, right?
Well, I don't think kids believe for anywhere near as long as their parents thought they believed
probably.
In the first place.
Yeah, kids are smarter than a lot of parents give them credit
for. And they think that they're either going to get toys or get in trouble if they admit they don't. So, like, yeah, you're not getting good information from your hostages. Sorry.
Well, you said kids would go on, you know, Google or something and figure out if Santa Claus was real or not. Could they not do the same with Judaism or Christianity or Islam?
Of course they could. Of course they could.
Okay, but there's an overwhelming consensus on the status of Santa Claus. There is not an overwhelming consensus on the status of any of those other things.
It depends on the region you come from.
Okay, but you're talking about the internet,
right.
So that would include
a lot of
all people with internet access.
If they go on the internet, they're going to get a lot of opinions about different religions, whereas overall, you know, most people are going to agree that Santa Claus is not real.
So I then ask, why not believe in Santa Claus?
What? I do believe in Santa Claus, and so do my kids. We believe that he's a historical figure that lived, and that he gave and was a very, very charitable human being.
Didn't you say he was from Turkey?
Yes, he was Turkey.
So he was Turkish. He was brown-skinned.
Yes, he would have been Mediterranean.
Like Jesus.
Yes.
Likely was.
Yeah. But that he was a historical figure, and that people give gifts to honor the good that he did in his life. You know, that's something that some Christians do. And that a lot of people who aren't Christian have accepted that,
adopted that
tradition, and now they give, you know, gifts to their children to honor the good things. You know, like we break it down to them in a way that's honest, in a way that they can understand.
That's the way to do it. That makes the most sense. Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Josh in Ottawa, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Iowa, but that's fine.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
We don't
in Iowa.
Yeah, I was just calling about because Friday the business that I was working for got raided by the police.
Oh, no.
Because they didn't have a business license.
Seriously?
Now, mind you, this guy's been in operation for 30-plus years, and apparently they just forgot to file the paperwork last year. So they went into the business and basically stole all of the products.
Hold on. I want you to tell me more about this. Stand by, Josh, if you can. We want to come back and hear the details of this story. Wow. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Licenses. Total protection racket. Total protectionism for long-standing businesses. We'll tell you more about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Christmas Day edition. We're here live in the studio with you, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Melanie.
And don't forget, you can go online over at freetalklive.com, and you can get your shopping taken care of through shop.freetalklive.com. You enter, say, Walmart or Newegg through the links you'll find there. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great deals you're used to. You're just helping Free Talk Live when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Josh. He's in Iowa. Josh, you said that you the business that you work for was raided recently. Now, when did this go down?
Friday.
Wow. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas. Here's a raid. We're going to shut your business down. You said that the company you work for has had a license with the government for decades, but they forgot to renew it. And you know, go ahead and tell us the rest of the story. What's the business? You said that, what's the industry? What's the business type?
It's a food industry. I don't want to give any details like that just because
okay.
There's ongoing litigation.
Yep. But, no, I understand.
Yeah, so they went into the retail location and basically stole all the products from the people that were working there. And then we had, 100 customers who were sitting there waiting for their holiday stuff. And then I was at the warehouse location, and about 5 p.m., the people started just, like, banging on the doors and trying to get in, and finally the police kicked in the door, and they were like, "Why didn't you open the door?" And I said, "Because it's not my job." and so they start asking me all these questions, and I'm like, "Dude, it's not my problem. I'm not here to do your investigation, okay? You can look around. You have a piece of paper that says you're allowed to be here. You're the one with the gun. I'm just sitting in here trying to do work that I was supposed to be doing. And they get really upset. And I says to him, can I, am I free to go? And he says, no. And I said, so I'm under arrest. And he says, no. And I said, so why can't I go? And he's like, well, you're being detained. So I was like, oh, okay.
And on what basis?
Because I was the only one they could find. I was just finishing up some technical work for him in the, for the holiday season to shut the place down, basically, till we were done with the holiday season. And they basically came in and made the property manager and different people come in and see what was going on. And they just kept asking me questions until these people get there. And I'm like, it's not my job to do your investigation. I'm not on your clock. I have no obligation to you. And this guy is just getting redder and redder because I'm not answering the damn cops' questions. I'm like, you got nothing on me.
Tell me you got video. Tell me you got video of this.
Unfortunately, I didn't. Because as soon as the cops kicked in the door, my first instinct is I wiped my phone.
Oh, wow.
I just have no, it's a reaction. Just, it's gone. Took me about an hour to get it all back off the cloud and everything. But, I was just like, no. And so then he's sitting there asking me questions. And so I just started, I downloaded a new game and I started playing it. And he's like, can you put the phone away? I'm like, can you let me hold your gun? And he's like, no, I can't do that. Well, I'm not putting the phone away then.
Wow.
I'm not under arrest. I don't have to follow your directions, so I'm not going to pay attention to you.
They had a warrant, supposedly. What were they searching for? Did they show it to you?
Oh, yeah. It was for unlicensed food products.
Because the company didn't get a license, that means that they can just go in and take the entire inventory.
Oh, yeah. I went by the other day and just happened to look in, and they didn't have anything blocking the door, so I could walk in, and there was no official government sticker saying you're not allowed in here or anything. And so I just checked it out, and they had stickers on all the products that said evidence. That's all they did. They didn't even take the stuff. They just had stickers on it.
Wow. So food-related company has had a license. They neglected to renew it. Did you ever get to talk to whoever it would have been that should have been renewing that license? I mean, normally the government doesn't just go straight up and raid. I mean, although we know that behind every government program is the threat of violence, and this is it, shown in full view to you. But, a lot of times they will send threatening letters. Do you know that whether they did or not, and they were just, didn't make it to the right person? Or got ignored?
Well, it stopped by once previously, but we didn't let him in the building because that's not my job.
Right.
And the cop asked, well, why didn't you open the door? I'm like, because I was told not to. He's like, well, who told you not to? I was like, look, I have a bad attitude and poor customer service. They don't want me dealing with customers, okay?
That's right with the warehouse. So what's going to happen now? You said there's lawyers involved. What's the legal status?
Basically, the owner facilitator of the place basically just said, here's the money that I have available right now to go ahead and pay you off for the work that you've done. And as far as I'm concerned, you should just basically forget about me for a while. So I had nothing I could do. I mean,
do you now not have a job because of this?
Oh, well, I'm a daggerist anyways. I just go from here to there. And
I see.
That was just a seasonal thing I was doing for him.
Got it. Well, that sounds absolutely horrible, man. I'm sorry.
A business license or something like that.
Even a regular W-2 employee at a, doing paperwork in a warehouse.
They wouldn't know.
Probably would have no idea of the status of the business license or which ones were even needed.
Yep.
They have people in the office for that. I mean, I don't know why the cops thought you would know in the first place.
How many cops were involved in the raid?
It was just two cops and then some other people who said that they were. But apparently I found out from somebody else who was there that it was a competitor who had actually turned it in. So they were just trying to use violence against us.
Wow, that's so sick. It's so sad. I'm really sorry to hear that happened. And Josh, thanks for calling to share your story with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to go into business. You shouldn't have to get a piece of paper, a permission slip from some government bureaucrat, some board of unaccountable people, to determine whether or not you can swing open the doors on either a warehouse or a retail location.
Well, as you see right there, it shows that those permission slips are the gateways. They are the gates that keep people out of the market and keep people from being able to support themselves.
Sure do. And that's tragic, because what it actually hurts the most are poor people. It hurts the people, because if you've got $1 million, then, okay, well, you can hire the attorney to fill out the paperwork and, you know, get it done for 20 grand or whatever it would cost to, you know, jump through all the hoops. No problem for somebody that has the connections and has the money. But if you're a poor person or, you know, lower middle class or whatever, and you're just, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, you've managed to save up some money and you want to open up your own business, well, sorry, you're going to need to jump through all these regulatory hoops. You need licenses. You got to have if you're going to open a restaurant, you got to have all this special restaurant equipment. You got to have all these mandated things that some other restaurateurs who got on the restaurant board, the government restaurant advisory board, or whatever they call themselves, the regulatory board, and they decided that you have to have all this equipment. Of course, they decided that in tandem with their buddies in the equipment industries to make sure that you have to go and get the vent hood or the $200,000 exhaust or, you know, whatever other things that that they require. Whether you actually need those things or not for your business model is a completely other question, and the government isn't concerned with that. They just want to set these barriers so high that the average person cannot afford to cross them, which means that keeps a bunch of people out of business who otherwise would be willing to take the risk. They'd be willing to risk, because when you're doing a business, when you're creating a business, especially in the restaurant business, you're taking a huge risk, and you could lose it all. They're just making sure you can't even try in the first place because of these laws, these licenses. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I hope that eventually we can see the abolishment of all government licensure here in New Hampshire. It's going to take a lot of effort inside the political system to make something like that happen. We saw some minor rollbacks earlier this year, like deregulating hair braiding. They got rid of the license for that, so that was good. But that's just a little baby step. We still got a lot more work to do. There's more coming up here. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Even in these remaining moments on this, the live edition of Free Talk Live on Christmas Day, we will take your calls about anything you want to discuss. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Melanie.
We're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts here in moments. Also, I did mention the story about Edward Snowden. He's got an app, and I hope we get a chance to tell you a little bit about it coming up here tonight. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, I'm kind of bewildered that they make such a big deal about the 3 people killed at the Amtrak accident.
I haven't heard about this. Oh, is this the thing where the train went off the rails in, what was it, Seattle or something like that?
Right, from Seattle to Portland, Oregon. But my point is that, you know, like 23,000 people were killed in, like, driving freeways all last year.
Yeah, I don't imagine there are very many train accidents or train deaths. I mean, there aren't that many people riding on trains in general, but regardless, it's probably a little more safe to ride a train than it is to drive a car. That'd be my guess. I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many people really get killed on train accidents as opposed to, like, 37,000 people were killed last year?
A fraction. But the reason why it gets news coverage is because it's newsworthy. Because there are 37,000 accidents or whatever, that's not that newsworthy. It happens all the time. But with a train coming off the tracks, that's visual, it's unusual, it's something that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, as they say in the local news. That's something that's going to get national-level news coverage because it's very rare that trains will fly off their tracks and go crashing to the ground. So that's the reason why it gets the attention it gets.
But 37,000 is the death. I'm not talking about accidents.
Oh, deadly accidents.
People that are dead from auto-related accidents.
It's still, it's still common. I mean, 37,000 is still something that happens often. And when you're putting a newscast together, you've got to go with the stuff that's unusual. You've got to go with the stuff that's going to attract attention. I mean, if it's a small town and somebody dies in a terrible car wreck, that's probably going to make the news because it's a little bit more rare there. But you're not going to see that headline syndicated out to the state paper or, you know, a bigger paper in for a larger region. It's just not likely that that's going to get the same level of coverage.
Right, but so what I'm saying is that why are we so willing to accept automobile accidents and our freeway designs that are awful? So they give us like 10 seconds to change over three lanes to get to another freeway, and you either miss the exit or you're scrambling around and causing all kinds of accidents. It's almost impossible.
Now, is that something you imagine? Because you've never actually driven before, right?
No, yes, I have driven.
You have?
I have driven on these freeways, and it's like a nightmare. It's like a terror. You get like a nightmare trying to think about how you got on the freeway without killing yourself.
You definitely don't sound like somebody who should be driving. I mean, if you're terrified or petrified to get out into traffic, and I do understand where you're coming from. Sometimes if you're in an unfamiliar area and you don't know, you know, how long you have to merge or whatever, or whether the lane you're in is going to disappear and, you know, you have to, you know, be forced to turn one direction or another against your intentions. I mean, you can get into some tricky situations, no doubt about it. But, you know, if you're ever in a situation, you can just slow down a bit, and then you have more time to make the decisions that that you need to make, unless slowing down will actually put you in greater danger, which in some cases it can. If you're, you know, getting onto an interstate, for instance, that could actually put you in greater danger. But if the attitude is fear surrounding driving, you're probably not the person who should be behind the wheel. You should probably be hiring people who are professionals to drive you places if you have somewhere to go. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David is on the line also in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah. So let's go back to the Christmas spirit and talk about state-sponsored child trafficking. Since you have, on another night when you have Will, but not Mel, I got questions on Islam from stuff I heard on the radio.
Will right here, so why not just ask them now?
Yeah, but because you have Mel and Ian, you don't have Melanie. Other nights you have Will more often, so Melanie is a more rare commodity, so I'd like to address that issue.
Okay.
And that issue is, I'm not asking for any legal advice. We're just having a discussion on what our opinions are on what's going on here. And in the course of that, we're talking about the law that our government thinks it has where they can involve themselves in our lives, in this case, in the area of children and parents. So what is the legal authority, and I'm not asking for legal advice, we're just having a discussion here, what is the legal authority that our government claims in order to inject itself into the lives of parents and children and take control and literally order where children are going in relation to one parent or another? Does anybody have any insight into that?
Okay, so my area is not family law, so that might be better asked of someone who that is their area, but I would imagine that your state has laws on the books granting itself that authority.
Right. I mean, that's what we're talking about when it comes to all government, right? Whether it's the one department or another department, it's always men with guns who are backing up the opinions of legislators. And that's all a law is, as Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land has pointed out, and I think very adeptly, that laws are nothing more than an opinion backed by a gun. And so that's where it comes from. It comes from the barrel of a gun, as, was it Chairman Mao, I think, is famous for saying from China way back when.
But we can, one thing we can trace it back to is and I know that you, as libertarians, you don't necessarily agree with the law, you know, the way the country is set up, but what I'm talking about is that, you know, we're, until we change it, we're bound to live within it. So I'm addressing the structures of it. This country was founded to some degree on freedom, as evidenced by a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution. And the Declaration and the Constitution together would appear to protect the sovereignty of individual rights, especially parents
it would appear,
like
it would appear that way. You're right. But unfortunately,
right.
It's so being enforced by men with guns who don't want to enforce it on themselves and don't want to hold themselves accountable in any way, shape, or form. So all of the wonderful language is really, you know, kind of not really worth that much.
Well, true, except that there are things that are in the Constitution that the state governments or any other government don't attempt to do. They don't attempt at this point to move military troops into your home. Mm. However, they have attempted to do what I said that appears to be protected as well, and that is dictate where children will live.
They will dictate all kinds of things. We just had a guy call in to say that his business got raided because they didn't send in a piece of paper to the government. I mean, these people rule by force, they rule by violence, and that's what governments do. And it's tragic when children get involved, but it's equally as tragic when a businessman gets all of his product taken off of his shelves because of another paperwork violation. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
Well, you got that one guy that he just went out. He just went and got he got what he needed for his business for a day's worth of business. You know, so it was a $9,000 deposit that he made every day.
Oh yeah.
And the government literally came in, and he was able to prove that he wasn't doing it for any purposeful reason other than, this is just what my business really kind of uses in a day, you know? But it cost him thousands of dollars in legal fees in order to fight them. I mean, he may
to
as well have just
suspicious
gave
activity.
Him the money to begin with. Yeah.
Because what happens in that case is the bank will file what they call a SAR, a suspicious activity report, against somebody who's, in their opinion, trying to avoid reporting requirements, which would be making a less than $10,000.
I've actually gone to a bank and deposited like just under $10,000 because that's what I've had, and yep. Asked them, like, you know, this looks funny. Can we just file the papers anyway? And they told me no.
The cash transaction report papers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this check is for like $9,827. Right. Like, can we just like?
I wonder if they. I wonder if they
like,
considered
no.
That suspicious. The fact that you. Asked.
I don't know.
Because they could, right? The fact that you knew about the cash transaction report could be a suspicious activity. Depending. Speaking of suspicious activity, Snowden's got an app. It's called Haven. It's only available at this time for Android, and you can install it. It's in beta. You have to install it on a burner phone, and then you can leave this burner phone on, like, your laptop in a hotel room, and if some agent or maid or somebody who's, you know, your competitor or whatever, they break into your hotel room and they want to get into your stuff, they got to move the phone off the laptop to open the laptop up. Well, the laptop or the phone will notice, because it's got accelerometers and things and cameras and microphones, and it's monitoring. This new software from Edward Snowden is monitoring all of those things, and so if it notices something happening, it records that, and then it will send a text message to your phone, the one you actively use, the one that you have with you, and let you know. And it's taking pictures of the person who's, you know, picked up your phone. It's recording audio of whatever things they might be saying, perhaps to another person that has gone into the room with you. So very interesting technology. It's getting reported on various different tech blogs. It's called Haven. Just search for that with Edward Snowden. You'll probably find it. We'll see you tomorrow night. There you go.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.